Whenever you're ready.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Dave Celebrini.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
Zach Rodriguez.
Here.
Maria Grenio. And Mackenzie Van Dixhorn.
Here. Any citizen comments? Any supervisor comments? Chairman has no comments. Approval of the minutes from October 9th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor state by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Nancy, Chief Deputy, if you want.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nancy and I are here this evening to speak on anticipated surplus from our federal inmate housing program that we're going to use to shore up expenses within our budget. This is based on 2018 budget policy resolution number one that was passed in November of 2017. The actual year-to-date average pulled the federal inmates through September 2018 this year. So far, it's been 242 per day. As this committee knows, in 2018, our daily allotment that we planned on was 212. Everybody should have a copy of that within their packet. The Sheriff's Department anticipates that we should maintain about 242 per day through the rest of the year, which will bring in a revenue earned to about $546,600. The adopted budget in 18 was $5,846,600, thus giving us a surplus of $700,000. We will plan to utilize this revenue surplus to shore up expenses within our personnel, contractual services, and supplies appropriations, again, as detailed in an attached budget modification document that I guess you folks should have. A copy of this authorization for budget modification notice is also attached for reference purposes. It authorizes the sheriff to use surplus federal inmate revenue to increase various expenditure budgets. The sheriff, of course, must report the details of revenue expenditure modifications to both this committee and Finance and Administration Committees, thus fulfilling the requirements of the previous resolution.
Give them a moment to read over. And this budget modification, we go into finance next and then to the full board, correct?
I may speak regarding the budget policy resolution. This doesn't have to go to the county board. It just needs it as a report to judiciary, law, and finance.
Okay.
And then I'll enter it in the system, and the finance department will approve it, and the budget adjustments will be made.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further questions?
I have a question on the numbers that this raises. It says that you've got $700,000 in essence more than had been anticipated at the beginning of 2018, if I read it correctly. Is that right?
Correct.
And then there was, I believe, last month the proposal brought forward that said we want to go to a different way of staffing. Was it 5-2 or was it 4-3? You're looking at saving money that way as well. That was one of the anticipated reasons for doing so, correct?
We hope so, sure.
So if things play out the way they were anticipated and what you were hypothesizing, What do you do then with the extra $1 million that's, you know, said to pay for various expenditure budgets? What would that include?
Well, whatever we come up shortfall as it relates to our budget, and if the monies can be utilized in those specific categories, we like to shore up our budget first. I'm assuming, and I will defer back to Nancy here, but if monies are left over, I believe it gets returned to the county, but I'll let Nancy speak
correct
to that.
For calendar year 2019, if we do have lesser overtime expense for the detention's environment, which might not require such adjustments that I'm presenting here as we move through the year, but we still hold maybe 240 or 230 feds based on our 2019 budget is still at 212 a day. So the surplus revenue will be used for things like maybe inmate pharmaceuticals if it's still very high as it's been this year. I didn't budget enough next year because I wasn't sure. But as we close the year, we could close the year with a surplus, and it goes to the general fund.
Is it to say that any surplus would go to the general
yes
fund, or do you use that and say, well, we need some more squads, let's take
no,
that excess
no,
and
we
do
close
this?
It to
and
the general fund.
Because there's the resolution indicates that to be utilized to shore up expense budgets within blah, blah, blah appropriation. So is it that you're saying that no, it would not be something that we use as a, please, it's a dangerous term to use. You don't see it as some kind of a slush fund then that you're going to be able to dip into as necessary, or what is to be done with that?
Well, if as we move through the year, if there was something, we have a capital budget already planned for 2019 that's funded generated bonding. If there was something to come up through the year that we thought we could maybe use some of the surplus revenue, depending on other projections of other operating costs, that would have to come to a resolution to the county board to say we want to use surplus revenue and increase capital budget to afford something, whether it's additional vehicles or any other piece of equipment or professionals, whatever. It would be that would have to come to the county board because we're using a different fund, capital, to adjust that budget using the revenue here.
So then the increased surplus that you have would be limited to moving money around in the various categories that you have listed here? Is that what you're pretty much limited to? Okay. And if we put two different meetings together, what we're talking about is you've got this 700K and you're looking at potentially, and the reason why it was implemented is saving additional monies as well through the staffing change too. Would that be accurate?
Sounds fair.
Okay. Nothing further.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I should youth and governance.
Hard to remember.
You say?
Aye.
Okay. Committee?
Aye.
All right. Motion passed. I was just talking to Supervisor Nudo at the budget hearings. The sheriff brought up about the K-Dog money. And I wanted to let the committee know that something will be going to legislative, because right now that money is going all to the schools.
A fair percentage is going to the schools, correct.
Right, and it's no longer going to the sheriff's department.
Correct.
So that's going to be something that's going to be coming up before the board within the next month or two.
Yeah, that would be the state forfeiture, correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As the is that going to be in this month's legislative meeting? It'll be brought up or no? Because the sheriff said he'd work on the resolution. And I know he's been a little bit busy the last few weeks.
I was not notified of anything coming this month yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm
may
not
wait
sure
to the next one.
Then probably it would be January.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just wanted to let the committee know since it's going
it,
to.
Sure. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else to come before the committee? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
We're adjourned, and now Mr. Wamble can go to his next meeting.
Won't you all come with?
Jeff, is that like an old man pen or something?
Yeah, you know what it's good for? Arthritis. Get one. If you have any problems, arthritis. Seriously, you don't have to hold real tight.
So far, I'm all right.